The next shock group here is the fighting against the regional peer military powers. These are existential for us and our allies. The threat for this type of a fight is the nation state with modern capabilities, aggressive behavior, and engaging in militarized competition. So who would you pick for that one? I think it would be Russia.
I want to be clear to those who wish to do us harm. We'll stop you, and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before.
But if you listen to the words of U.S. officials, it's as if somehow Russia is the one who's being aggressive.
I don't think Moscow wants to risk a third world war, but look, the way I see it, Russia's vital interests are at stake in Syria. They do not want a terrorist government to take over in Damascus. What's incredible is that Washington, in order to accomplish that, putting somebody like al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, or its various clones into power is worth the Third World War, risking the Third World War we managed to avoid with the Soviet Union.
In 2015, ISIL was getting more and more powerful, and Russia urged the people of the world to unite against them. After Moscow's bombing campaign, their previously vast territory has diminished. This has awakened previously dormant arguments.
Well, let's remember, one of the things that that people in Washington have repeatedly attacked Russia for is they say, oh, you're not attacking Daesh, you're not attacking Islamic State, you're hitting the legitimate opposition. From Russia's point of view, and certainly from the Syrian government's point of view, they're all al-Qaeda, they're all terrorists, they all have the same ideology. Why should Daesh be singled out?
So now, instead of pizza, war is very much on the menu.